Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Hola. Make it a great day. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, internationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com. Discover what the world has to say. Be part of the conversation. You know, we're all connected. Share your dreams, your ideas, your epiphanies that I keep getting at 3 in the morning. You're not here just to take up space. You're here to share your brilliance. Now, I know it's 8:01 Central Time, 7:01 Eastern Time. It is 7:01 Eastern Time, or is it? Oh, they're ahead of us, 9:01. And in Colorado, it's 7:01. And in Hawaii, it has to be 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't make any difference. We're all connected. We all have the ability to put our arms around the five senses. Yes, I know today's show is "So you want to write a book." Did you listen to yesterday's show by celebrity author Tom Patrick? It's a fiction book, a novel, The Second Coming. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I do want us to take a nice cat stretch. Oh, by the way, we've been freezing in Chicagoland. It was in the 60s yesterday, and people were walking around in their parkas. You'd have thunk it, it was an autumn day. But it's supposed to get warmer and warmer. Who's the Grinch that stole summer? You know, we had a horrendous winter. And I love the warm weather. Well, I love the four seasons. Even the winter. Because, you see, I think of it as the springtime. Because right after winter comes spring. And then summer. Then fall. And winter. Get Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. You just love the orchestration. So come on. Let's take a nice big cat stretch. Oh, doesn't that feel good? Don't jumpstart your morning. Just relax and stretch. And when you're ready to get up, after you've thumped your thymus, put your tongue behind your top front teeth and a soft fist and thump the lower neck, you know where that little cul-de-sac is, and just thump that area. Thump, 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 thump. Ah. The silver fox always knows it's time to get up when he hears my thumping, because he too has incorporated all of my methods from the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's yours free when you call in. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me. I love to get letters. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. and then log on to my website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. And SimplyAgeless.net. SimplyAgeless.net. It will take you to the one site. And then later on in the show, I'll tell you about Virtual Portal. It's just going to... change is constant. You've heard me say that time and time again. And I needed a good PR consortium. I found it in Virtual Portal. For next to nothing, there was an initiation fee, an entrance fee. I will reach the world by the click of a button. So log on virtualportal.com, VirtualPortal.com, and it could be Kathy, simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.com. Be part of my consortium. Let's get your book out there. Let's get whatever dream you have that's dancing in your heart. Let's share it in the world. And you have to embrace the five senses. Sidebar. Go back to my website. Be sure and click on all of the buttons. And a new video is coming out as soon as I work with Tim. We're meeting on Saturday. And we are going to tape All Things Kathy. How do you like that title? What I'm all about. And yes, darlings, I am going to announce my age. Because the reality is, if I were to send you my resume, which is about 10 pages long, you would say, oh, she's got to be in her 30s at least. No, 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 no. Our bodies and brains don't age. We do, by our choices. And then write to me. Let's get together. And I shall be more than happy to help you take that first little baby step. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with that first step. You don't have to take leaps and bounds. So, in the five senses, you have to see your project in your mind's eye. You have to see it. You have to see it. The story goes in the agony and the ecstasy about Michelangelo. I don't know, I think he was in his 70s or 80s, lying flat on his back, painting the Sistine Chapel in Rome. I've been there. I've been in the chapel. And one of his students came up to him because he saw the master staring at a piece of marble. And he said, Master, what are you looking at? And Michelangelo replied, he said, why, it's the Piazza. So the student goes over and stands next to him, and he's like, I don't see none. Ah, he said, but you don't see it in your mind's eye. You have to see it on your palate, in your brain. And then all I'm going to do is follow the outline. And that brought me to back, you have to see it. Tom saw his book in his dreams. He saw it. Then when he woke up, he wrote it out. And it took years, but he followed his dream. I remember when I was teaching the art of professional fashion modeling. I don't know where it came from. I was instructing this one student that was just having trouble coordinating the three-quarter crossover pivot and out of exasperation. Because you see, when you know something, you know it like the back of your hand. Ah! And all of a sudden, I turned around and I looked at her. And I said, darling, you have to see it in your mind's eye. When I say three-quarter crossover pivot, I see me doing it on my screen in my brain. And until you're able to see it in your mind's eye, you won't get it. So let's start from scratch again. Let's take it one step at a time, over and over and over. The success formula, repetition, 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 repetition. Ah, and then you get it. So while you're lying there in bed, come on, take a nice big cat stretch. This is a brand new day. Tomorrow is gone. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is promised to no one. So what did you do yesterday that you plan on doing today? Was it TNT or was it PEP? TNT is toxic negative thinking, or were your ideas and your thoughts filled with power, positive power and energy? What was it? You see, your thoughts are not just things. They're the creator of things. So what do you see on your palette today? How is your day going to go? You could call in at 347-637-3789. Make it a glorious day, because actually you're setting the foundation for tomorrow. You learned from yesterday. Now you're going to surpass yourself, just like I did, on the presidential towers, Tower 1. Stair climbing for the American Lung Association. There were 1,700 of us. I came in 802 climber. I did the 50 flights in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. I surpassed myself from last year when I was 79, age 79. It took me 24 minutes. I shaved 15 minutes off of last year's time. And Carl Steven, my nephew, who is a runner and an elite exerciser, said, oh, a calf. In 2013, climbers got in your way, and they just slowed you down. But I was determined. I could see myself ending with a better time. However, I truly surpassed myself. I never dreamed that I could take off 15 minutes. And I kept checking and checking to pour the authenticity of it. I saw me on the way there. I just said, okay, are you just going to go to participate, or are you going to surpass yourself? And I thought, well, gee, if I took at least 5 minutes off my climb, that would be great. But I took 15. Surpass yourself. Challenge yourself. Be greater than you are today than you were yesterday. And you're laying the groundwork for making a difference, not only in your life, but in the world. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I want you to feel. I want you to feel and embrace that fire in the belly desire to make a difference in your life. Because even when you take the smallest steps toward your goal, you could feel the big change, because change is constant. We just need to know when to shift our strategies. So you write it down. You saw it. You could feel it. Mm. and then you could taste it. You could taste the delicious rewards from seeing, feeling, and tasting it. And then you could smell the power of success while you stand on the mountaintop. You've achieved your goal. You've achieved it. And you could smell the glory. And then you could hear all the accolades. She did it. Mazel tov. Congratulations. A salute Jindan. So you want to write a book. Get your pen and pad out and write down the five senses. First of all, you have to see it in your mind's eye. And then you have to feel it. Then you have to taste it. And smell the aura of success. And then hear the praise and the glory. You traversed the abyss. You reached your goal. How exciting is that? Log on, Blog Talk Radio. .com/Kathy Watson. Click on July 15th and listen to yesterday's show. I had an epiphany. Do you know that you could light the way for others? But you have to clarify your vision, what you see. And if you were today to call, you could reach me on my landline, 847-882-8717. I shall be delighted to guide you. I won't walk ahead of you or behind you. I'll walk alongside of you. It would be a joyous journey for me to assist you, to mentor you, to guide you to reaching your dream. Now, this is how you could be the light. This is what Buddha says. Thousands of candles can be lighted from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. So when you see it in your mind's eye, and you could taste it, you could be the light. Your light. You tell one person, and that person tells 100 people. And those 100 people tell another 100. Don't you see? You could be the light that's going to light thousands of candles because you stepped out of your comfort zone and you said, I'm tired of mediocrity. I'm tired of just existing. Now, I don't know what your purpose is. I don't know what your book is. I really don't know. But what I do know is that when you make that decision, the first baby step that you're going to make, write this down, come on. You have to have, please. It's been proven. I got this idea. Man, this is great. I'm going to become a zillionaire. And you tell the whole world and you tell all of the wrong people. When it really comes time to begin your project, you're out of gas because you spend all of your energy on sharing your idea with perhaps the people that don't resonate with you. There are dream stealers. The third insight in the Celestine prophecy. Well, if I can't have my dream, I'm going to make sure that Kathy or Tom or Ed or Mary or Sophie or Hilda, they ain't going to have theirs because I didn't have mine. So what they say, they're like a con artist, scam. Oh, Herbert, that's a wonderful idea. Go for it. And then the back of his mind, who does Herbert think he is? He's too old. What is he going to, what story? He's going to bring shame to the family name. Write this down. In your journal every day, what you're going to do, if you want to become a publisher, an author, not a publisher, an author, write down all of what you want to accomplish. And don't tell anyone. You only tell the people that resonate with you, that are going to support you on this and to take you to the next level. You see, when I embark on a project, it's already written down. I don't tell anyone. And there's a reason. If it doesn't work out, if I know that I have to change my strategy, I don't have to answer to a gazillion people. Hey, Kath, how'd the project go? We're not hearing from you. I don't have to explain to anyone. Now, if it works, stop and think. If it works, and the book is published, Choices, October 2012, I emailed the whole world, and this book is nonfiction. Each one of you should have a copy of it. Soft, hard, ebook, Kindle. And if you want to light up your life with a book, you want to get this book. Well, we'll go into that just a little bit later. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. You can email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on to my website, kathywatsonspeaks.com or simply ageless.net. You could be the light of the world. You don't have to sit there with your dreams still dancing in your heart because you listen to all of the negative Nellies. Here's a story about Benjamin Franklin, is credited with introducing street lighting to the United States. He was the postmaster for Philadelphia. And because he had traveled to Europe where he saw cities like London with street lighting, he wanted his beloved hometown to adopt his new idea. However, when he attempted to convince the other townspeople to hang lanterns outside their homes and businesses to create the street lighting, They poo-pooed it. They weren't interested. So Benjamin returned to his home and hung his own lantern outside. He took great care to make sure the glass was cleaned, and he made it a ritual to light it every night at sunset. It wasn't long before his neighbors began hanging their own lanterns, and soon the entire city was lit. I didn't know this. Philadelphia became the first city in the U.S. to have streetlights. What did he do? By simply setting an example. That's you. By simply setting an example and just doing it. Just following your dream. You could be Ben Franklin. He was able to persuade his neighbors to create something new. Now, your first job is to get your dream going. I don't know, is it a purpose? Is it an invention? Is it a book? Is it poetry? Is it a novel? Is it fiction? Is it nonfiction? And the metaphor of being the light is a wonderful illustration how life works. Emerson said, if you want a friend, be a friend. And what we want to see in others must first come from ourselves. So you want to be that author? You have to do it first. Be the light. Now, a woman once told Ben Franklin that she worked in a hostile environment, and her coworkers were unpleasant to be around. And Franklin said to her, what if you are there to be a light in that workplace? She set her intention to be a light, and soon her coworkers amazingly became kinder. Let's bring that closer to home. You don't tell anyone about your dream. You don't tell anyone about your book. Only the ones that resonate with you. Do you know that you can be the light? You're listening to Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio. Reaching the world. And do you know that you could be part of the consortium? Live with Kathy? You see, radio is a strong communicator reaching out with frequency, but it's an incredible, powerful marketing tool. Now, let's get started with your dream. And the first step is to call me at 847-882-8717. And let's see if you could resonate with my consortium. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I think of my sponsors as my partners. And if you're expecting the floodgates to open, I don't want your participation. Go give it to the media. Do whatever you want. I'm here to develop you. I'm here to expose your true authenticity of who you are, what you are, and where you're going. So I have forged a 10-week introductory offer. All you do is call me at 847-882-8717 and tell me what your business is, your service, your product, your dream, your invention, your book, fiction, nonfiction. And then I simply ask you, can you shift your strategies to accommodate change? Because I will work with you on writing your commercial. And then you're invited to co-host one of my shows. And my shows are archived. So after the show is over with, write this down. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on the date that you were on the show. Now you sit back. You listen to you. Would you jump up and order your product based on your delivery, on your pitch, with sincerity, compassion, and authenticity? Or are there areas that we have to tweak? You see, I tweak my shows all the time. And I always apologize for having to clear my throat. Oh, it's something that I put up with every single morning. And if any of you have a good remedy, please call me or email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And remember now, you have a half hour to call in, 347-637-3789, and you get my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And it's no bait and switch, that's it. Are you going to be content to just sit there and listen to other people who are not experts, who simply don't want you to have success? Or are you going to take the bull by the horns and say, I want this, I'm going to have it, I'm going to get it? And a little bit scary in the beginning, but you don't have to be afraid. Because I'll be there at your side, not ahead of you, not behind you, but alongside of you, to help you while you're shifting your strategies. 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. The mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Without them, nothing would be standing. I love to illuminate the character of iron workers. Oh, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You have to log on. Ironworkers.org. Find out about their apprenticeship program. A 4-year commitment. But you're making money while you're learning. And your health care kicks into place in your pension. And it follows you wherever you go. Log on ironworkers.org. Surpass yourself. College versus the Dom Perignon of trades. If you're going to college, it's fine, but don't waste the time. And at the end of 4 years, you have, in most cases, a hefty tuition to pay. But if you're accepted, if you qualify with Iron Workers, which is college-affiliated, at the end of 4 years, you've earned money. Your bank account has been growing, and your health care and your pension are functioning. And if you don't ask, it's an automatic no. If you don't go log on to www.ironworkers.org, you'll never know. So if you want to walk around in a daze, be my guest. Run with the herd. Wouldn't you rather be soaring with the eagles? Ironworkers www.thehealthyourself.org. In today's world, 2014, the year to unleash the power of your voice, there ain't no way, honey, that you could be bored and lonely. It's your own choice. I work out at the Hoffman Estates Park District. They won the gold medal award in the National in 2009 for excellence. And there's a 50-plus club. The consortium is directed by Rika Cuff, who does a brilliant job. And they'll even arrange for transportation if you need it. What are you doing, sitting there on your butt all day long, doing nothing, saying, but, if only, but? No, you're not too old, you're not too young, you're not too anything other than you lack luster. You have no drive, you have no desire. That's okay, then run with the herd. Check your park districts, your senior centers, and the libraries, and log on heparks.org. We have the Dom Perignon of CPAs, Greg McIntyre. Call him if you have a little question or email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. ameritech.net. He'll oblige for a certain amount of time, and if it really is going to get involved, then his rate will be assessed accordingly. But he's willing to help you with a minor little glitch. Hey. Hey, all of yous. That's Chicago language. All of yous out there. Looks don't matter? Oh, really? Your look and your voice. Oh, how wonder is the beauty. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your identity, your signature, your branding. Your voice identifies who you are, what you are, and where are you going. You see these people that are, oh, picture perfect in appearance, till they open their mouth and say, hi there, how you doing? And men, for the most part, because they're so masculine, testosterone, they do age a little bit better than we do, the females. Now remember, looks do matter. And they have the beard. It's like little rods holding up their skin. And they're just infused with testosterone. Now I've heard some men that don't have the best speaking voice in the whole world. And if you're a novice and you really want to learn how to speak, join Toastmasters. Log on Toastmasters International and find a location near you. For beginners, it is just awesome. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger, they all release toxins into the body. I know how to neutralize the free radical damage in my body by the supplements that I take. And if you want to beautify your skin and treat it externally with the best products in the whole world, log on RevivaLabs.com. Ah, we're talking about books. You know that this whole week is Welcome to NATO, the summit, Notable Authors Together Optimize. Another notable author, Edith Naam. Log on, ENAMM.com. Read about this extraordinaire woman. You want to change to a positive mindset and extend your life and lifeline? Get her book. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. What's your greatest opportunity, your greatest freedom in this world? What is it? Do any of you know? You could call in at 347-637-3789. What's your greatest freedom? Lee Patrick, who wrote a chapter in Contributing Authors, she said, I knew that I had to be free from corporate America. I knew that I had to be free to really concentrate on the home-based business that I started. In my evenings, after working at corporate America with Shackley, you see, Kathy, I knew that I was smart enough and that I didn't need a college education. I just had this fire in the belly desire to prove to myself that I could be the light and show the way. So she marched into her boss's office, corporate. I quit. He said, you're out of your mind. You're a traitor. But we'll give you a 14% increase. She was in the 80s, I think she was making $30,000 a year. She said, I'll give you 2 months, that's it. Now, she had to go home and tell Jack, her husband, who has since passed away. They both have since passed on. Man, he threw a grandiose hissy fit. Oh, Missy, you're not smarty. She said, what? Wait, run that past me one more time. You heard me. You women aren't smart enough. This is a man's world. She said, you're out of your mind. I'm not going to make these linear, boring men look good any longer. They're on their own. Well, let's see. She earned 8 new cars and traversed the world 18 times. And it could happen to you. Because you see, along with Lee, I have the blueprint. I don't know if you're a solopreneur, you're retired, and you've always had it in the back of your mind that you want to start your own business, but you're not going to invest huge capital. I'm thinking of Virtual Portal. That could be your home business. Do you have dreams of reaching your goals and having more money than month at the end of July? You see, we're here to encourage you to believe in yourself. Imagine the CEO of your very own business. Make it a family affair. Teach the kids. Yeah, I know summertime is here and they're going to take all kinds of classes. For heaven's sake, let them be kids. And then when you start your own business, give them a job. Teach them about finance, but make it fun. Or do you have your pencil and pad out? www.leticia.myshackley.com. Never, never quit giving up on yourself. Timing is everything. And the time is now. Talking about dreams, I still want to do a television show called The Grump and the Glamour. And I'm putting it out there. How many of you want to be in theater? A passion of mine. And it could be yours too. In the form of a home-based business. Have you ever considered more profitable, less risky, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Be creative. At the age of 25, I created my own home-based business, Hats by Kathy. The only investment was $2 to change the Y to an I. you are smart enough. You just have to have that fire in the belly, desire. Because you see, it's pandemic. More people than ever are embracing the power and the potential of their own home-based business. Call me at 847-882-8717. I'm going to segue into the book choices. That's one of your options. So you want to be published. We've already established that. You do? Whether it's self-publishing, which I did with the e-book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, or you get published. It's so easy. Now you have to decide. You could be your own author solo, or you could be a contributing author. And that's what happened with choices. I think it was 2010, I said, 4 years ago, I said to the Silver Fox, I'm going over to the business center where it's very quiet in the area that I work, and I'm going to write my book about the choices I made in my life. So I did, and 4 hours later, I came back. And he said, well, how'd it go? I said, oh, my God, how boring. Who the heck cares about my choices? There's only so much that I could talk about. And then I got the aha. Kathy, invite other wannabes that want to be published, but they don't want to write a whole book. I did. Well, first, I had to get the contributing authors. And it's called Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices, Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. There are 16 chapters. That's it. My introduction. Chapter 2, Kathy's story through the years. To live or to die, I chose to live. Sheila Kay. It's never too late. Fulfilling a lifelong dream. Joan Sippage. Viva Reviva. From humble beginnings to success. Steven Stressler. Living My Life in Paradise. Sandy Hutchings. Steel Mill Mama. Shows No Signs of Retiring. Bonnie Brooks. She was the oldest steel mill mama. She passed away 2013. But she actually worked alongside the laborers in the steel mill. Chuck Brazelton's My Life's Work, From Frostbitten Toes to Fingers. I'm Adopted and Special, We Chose You, by Lee Puttrick. She's the one who said, I quit. Man, she was gutsy. And she'd already started her home-based business. And then she tells you more on how to do it in the book. And there's photos. Every single one of us have a photo. And then Rhea Schmidt from Stargazing to Wonderman. Who am I? Where am I going? Riga Cuff, Divine Intervention. By the Grace of God, I Will Do. And for Rudy Segovia, the choice was clear. Rich or Poor. How the Son of a Migrant Farm Worker Reached the American Dream. And the book is in Germany. Barbara Hofmeister, We Always Have a Choice. From Behind the Berlin Wall to Freedom. And then our little grasshopper, Michael J. Gunderson, lawyer, the will to be happy. Put yourself first. And then crisis or opportunity, my journey of choices. Joan Creverson at 24 was told that she was going blind and there was no cure. But she's in her 40s now. She runs her own business. That could be you. You could be in the second edition of Choices. And what can you learn from the book? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live, succeed, and you can live your life in paradise. And in closing of the book, the contributing authors and I wish you the best life has to offer. And remember, it's your choice to share your dreams. Choose to make now the best of the rest of your life. Sheila, Joan S., Stefan, Sandy, Bonnie, Chuck, Letitia, Rudy, Rhea, Rika, Michael, Barbara, and Joan C., and Kathy. A salute. So if you want to be a contributing author, I am a phone call away. 847-882-8717. Or email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And I want to thank Reviva, Chuck, Lee, Rhea, and of course myself for sponsoring the PSA, Public Service Announcement, the Con and Scam Artists Exposed. Oh, they're pros at Sweet Talk. Write this number down. Thank you, ARP, 800-646-2283. It's the Fraud Fighter Hotline. And you know, based on reports, those of us that have been victimized, we lose $3 billion a year to the con and the scam artists. And the true figure is higher because most of these crimes go unreported. Out of embarrassment, don't let it be you. 800-646-2283. Oh, they're going to promise a solution to a problem? Companionship for Lonely Hearts. Hey, I was conned when I was 40. My mother was robbed about that same time, but it was an inside job. We know this. But they're good at what they do. They know about you. They know how to touch whatever is going to resonate. And don't give them any money. If you win the lottery, you don't have to send them $10 to process the check. I keep getting, I got one from Australia the other day. I won $180 million from Australia. All they wanted was $10 to process the check. Why? Just deduct it from the $180 million. Imagine if 500 people did that at $10, they're robbing people. And you know what? They sleep at night. I don't know how they sleep at night, but they do. 800-646-2283. Do you have a story? You're listening to Live with Kathy. And this is part two of NATO Summit. Notable authors together optimize. Okay, now today, look in the mirror. Tell yourself how brilliantly talented you are. Now, if you want to be published, you submit. You could call Tate Publishing, T-A-T-E, and send a cover story. They grabbed him immediately from the Second Coming. Any of them, log online. Do you have a story from your childhood? Do you have a moment in your life that changed your life? An inspirational, motivational story? A cookbook? A book of poems? An invention? Is it fiction or nonfiction? My third book was Choices. I just do it. You see, if you don't do it, it's an automatic, it didn't work. How do you know it won't work? Who are you? Are you the expert? Your chapter as a contributing author is cost-effective and affordable. Stop and think. I'm tweaking you now. What choices did you make in your life that got you from there to here? And this is creatively yours. This is what I said about choices. It's about my life. The choices I made, how I survived. Have to admit, great reading. Want to know about me and the other contributing authors? Log on Amazon.com, Author House and Barnes & Noble, and click on Choices, introduced by Kathy Watson. Or Google me, Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. The first baby step, write a journal. July 16th. Heard Kathy on her Blog Talk, very popular Blog Talk radio show. I am going to begin my book today. One sentence. You're already started. And keep your journal with you. See, because I get epiphanies while I'm on the air. I will get epiphanies, and I have to start writing them down. And give up the idea that things won't go right unless you worry about them. Write that down. Give up the idea that things won't go right unless you worry about them. What are you worrying about? Worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. So write about every event in your day, even if it's one or two words. And you don't have to decide on your title right away. It will come to you tomorrow. You'll have to listen from 11:30 to 12:30 Central Time. My fourth book is coming out, coming soon. The Forbidden Red Hill. That came out of me spending hours, 4 hours, in the business center. I said, I should write about the Forbidden Red Hill. And bring in, incorporate the simply ageless and timeless dichotomy. It's not a dichotomy. The simply ageless and timeless gospel, according to Kathy. First of all, you really have to hold firm to your decision to write your book. Don't share your dream with a dream stealer. Maybe you want to be on the stage. Maybe you want to be a speaker. Doesn't matter. You have a book, and that solidifies your authenticity. Doesn't have to be 300 pages. Choices, I think, is 180. No, not even that, 80 pages. Don't share your dream with others that don't pick. They'll pick up on your energy, and they're going to snap you from it. They're going to absolutely drain you from it. And remember, you're never too young. You're never too old. Promise me that you'll follow your dream. Be authentic. Embrace the five senses. What choices did you make? Are you going to be stay down in the valley? Or are you going to be holding your book on the mountaintop? Dare to dream. Until tomorrow, au revoir.